For 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to me talk to you about the danger overseas. Everything I have predicted has come true. And what has not come true is rapidly coming true and will come true. I've told you what to do. One thing I've asked you to do is to invite your friends into your home to listen to these Sunday evening broadcasts. Another thing I've asked you to do was, if you could afford it, to send $1 to Publicity Newspaper, Wichita, Kansas, for a 6-month subscription. And once every week, or for a total of 26 weeks, once a week, you'll receive a copy of this weekly paper containing in full, complete, one of my Sunday night broadcasts. Now, it's a whole lot better for you to spare a dollar now while you can and get this paper and read these broadcasts and have your neighbors read and have your neighbors subscribe than it is to go along and do nothing about it until it's everlastingly too late for you to do anything. And the day is rapidly coming when you will not be able to do anything. Just as surely as you were listening to me this Sunday night, this the first day of October, 1939. This is the month in which we are told in 1492, Columbus reached the shores of North or South America. The date, October 12th. Columbus had to have the Queen pawn her jewels to get some money to send him over here. When he left, wherever he left from, he didn't know where he was going to when he started. And when he got over here, he didn't know where he was when he got here. And after he got back, he didn't know where he'd been. And that's the condition of many of us today. We're going on borrowed money, and when we reach our destination, we don't know where we are. When we return, we don't know where we've been. Too many of us are muddled in this way. The last day of this month, 31st day of October, I believe is Halloween, when lots of foolish pranks are played upon the innocent. A foolish, useless, expensive, hurtful practice. I hope you will discourage your children from engaging in any such pranks as Halloween this year. It'd be far better if on Halloween night you'd bring your children into the home by the fireside and read a chapter from the Bible and talk to them of their soul, something that is really worth saving, something that is really worthwhile. How many of you ever gather your boys and girls together and give them a talk on right and wrong? How many of you fathers and mothers take your boys and girls into your confidence and explain matters of sex and religion and loyalty? How many of you do this? How many of your boys and girls have any concept of what is real patriotism? How many can give a definition for real Americanism? If these talks that I give you, ladies and gentlemen, these Sunday nights over this station are worth anything to you, I'm always glad to have a letter from you. Everything I say on these Sunday evening talks is intended to raise men and women and boys and girls to a higher level. Mrs. Brinkley and John and I need you in our hospitals to help us carry on. Come to see us. Write us. Let us examine you and treat you. And address Dr. J.R. Brinkley, the Brinkley Hospital, Little Rock, Arkansas, and tell your neighbors to come too. Goodbye.